This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime. The newest flavor from Captain Morgan is better than mind-blowing. It's mouth-blowing. Try Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime as a sweet heat shot with your crew. Please drink responsibly. Ready.
I'm ready.
Promotion.
Promotion. Promotion. Wait, no.
Yeah, I'm ready. Promotion.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's also one that goes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I want those boots.
Yeah, I like that one.
That one's good.
But I'm thinking of the promotion.
I don't remember promotion.
I'm ready. Promotion. It's like a different beat. Yeah.
That guy has some beats up his sleeves. What up, y'all? It's Brooke and Connor. Again, we're here. And you know what?
What?
This is going to feel really fresh and new for a lot of people because while we did record yesterday,
timeline's off for us a little bit.
Timeline's off, AWF.
Can I give a little tease?
Yeah, you could tease.
So basically what happened was this is our normal recording day. It's Wednesday. The podcast comes out tomorrow. This one comes out tomorrow, but we recorded one yesterday with a guest that will come out next week. And Connor and I are flying over the moon giddy about the guest that we had yesterday. There's before that guest and there's after that guest.
Yeah.
And we are living in the after right now, even though you guys are living in the before. And I'm so giddy.
It was a combo platter. It was our first time back in the studio yesterday. I texted in the morning and I was just like, I'm feeling insane. Just like shaking. I'm so excited to be back in the studio and cooking up something good. And then it was also a combo of just like, it was such a fun episode.
I was having nerves. Let's just say this person has been there all along. But sometimes you don't know what's in front of your face until it's sitting next to you in the Kelly Clarksons. This person has been there all along. I can't stress that enough.
Sometimes it's right under your nose, and sometimes it's actually a foot and a half over your nose as well, too.
Sometimes it's a foot and a half over someone's nose. Sometimes you might go in for sometimes one of you might go in for a handshake and one of you might go in for a hug. But it worked out.
And you might be just like nose deep in his navel, their navel.
Just like armpit.
Oh, I forgot you're not like.
I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
like we're, yeah.
Like, my God.
I know, it's kind of hard. There is, there's lingering lasting effects.
It's like a drug.
The Kesha said it best.
We can still feel them in the space. I'm.
It was a good episode, and it's going to be so fun.
It was a good episode, but more importantly, it's a long-lasting connection that is part of my DNA.
Yeah, it is part of your DNA.
And yours, too, now.
Yeah. I won't lie to you.
My God.
Well, it's good to be back. Welcome back into the stewed. We're having fun today. Did I ever tell you that my mom would have dreams while she was pregnant with me that I would come out as a fly?
I honestly think you did say that. My mom thought I was going to come out to the sound of Law and Order. Bum bum. Because that's all she watched.
Oh.
Yeah.
But where would the sound come from?
She just thought it would somewhere. It would like over the speakers.
Like just divine intervention. They play the SVU.
Yeah.
Bum bum.
Or somehow like I would create the sound effect.
Wow. And it didn't?
No, I don't think it did.
Well, those were dreams that my mom was having that I came out, just flew right out of the womb as a fly. And then they're like panicking and she would be scared. And they took me home. Like, it's a boy, like here, that swaddled me up as a house fly and like handed my mom this like little young house fly. And she took me home and they're trying to like raise this young house fly. And they keep losing me. And she would be like, I'm scared. I'm going to sit on him. And yeah, I'm not going to see him and I'll sit on him. Mm-hmm. And then I had a dream last night that I was a fly.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was seeing like lots of different views. Like, because they have eyes that are almost like kaleidoscopes.
Yeah.
Is my understanding. And it was awesome. It was great. So maybe I'm, maybe I was born to be a fly on the wall.
No, in one of the fantasy books I've read, one of the young men is a shapeshifter. And he shapeshifted into a fly for spying purposes.
That's a dream.
And like, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a dream.
That's
I would love
neat. Because you could slip under the cracks of the doors.
You can slip into a lot of cracks.
You could slip into so many cracks.
You could slip into probably six cracks.
You could.
If you needed to.
Yep.
No, and that's like what I came in this morning. I was like, I need to remember to tell Brooke about my dream that I was a fly. And now I said it out loud and I'm like, why did I?
No, thank you for sharing. It's like Stuart Little. By the way, guess who the dad in Stuart Little is?
Who?
I said guess.
Oh.
Because it's like you don't make the connection until you watch Stuart Little as an adult. And you're like, that's who that is?
Wait, can I pull up? Can we see a picture of him?
Well, that gives it away.
Oh, well, how would I?
Okay, it's I don't House.
Know. Oh, wow. Yeah. Who's the mom? That mom.
I don't know if I know the mom as well as I know Dr. House, MD.
That young mother was everyone's mother.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely
seen her. In every movie
her.
During that time. What's her name? Gina Davis.
Gina Davis.
Oh.
Yep.
Did Stuart Little, the actor of Stuart Little, end up becoming anyone? I guess he's an animated mouse.
Who voiced him? I think he was a famous voice.
There's nothing that pisses me Michael off J. more Fox. Than Stuart Little being voiced by Michael J. Fox.
Why does that piss you
You're
off?
Not a mouse. It's Stuart Little is a little boy. You can't be a little boy. Can't be Michael J. Fox. Can't be an orphan mouse.
You can be anything that you want to be. Remember when I told you if you close your eyes, you could picture that you're anything?
I don't want to picture. I guess I just said I'm a fly. I want to be a fly. But yeah. Michael J. Fox is not allowed to be a mouse.
Oh, my God. Nathan Lane. I forgot Nathan Lane is in it. I love him. I'm really enjoying my new sitcom, Mid-Century Modern, starring Nathan Lane.
I need to dive in.
You'll
still.
Hate it.
Okay.
But it's fabulous.
That's great.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm reading, I'll make notes like, oh, this is a word that I like and would like to use in my book. And the last thing I have up is say instantly instead of suddenly. Okay.
That's really good, actually.
You think?
Yeah. I think I like instantly.
Let's talk about what's happening tonight and you can give me some advice.
Okay. Yeah, Brooke and I are doing a little fireside chat tonight. It'll be our first ever live show. And I feel like we're maybe kind of chewing on each other's energy right now. The fact that I think you're a little nervous now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. But not as like completely distraught as I anticipated. Which always makes me nervous.
That you're not nervous is making you nervous?
No, I am nervous, but I'm not like as bad as I usually am and anticipated that I would be, which makes me nervous.
I will say that every time I've done a show and I'm like, I'm so scared, I'm going to kill myself. You're like, you are being a dumbass. You should
be. Well, because you do it all the time.
I know, but when I take months off, I'm like, how am I going to go up there? But also, it's going to be okay. And it's good that you're not nervous.
No, I did not say that.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy when I pour a little bit of water down my pants while I'm talking. And I think that like, I'm beginning to release fluids from my body.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite. It's They're entering
water.
Me.
It's just water.
It's just water, man. It's going to be good. I messed up all my timing. If it makes you feel any better. I am here now. I'm in LA. I have a wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I have a wedding this weekend. And all of my tux and my suit and everything is in storage. And so I have to go to a storage unit, take all the boxes out and find my tux and stuff.
Okay.
How am I supposed to get it dry cleaned before Friday? And then get down, do the show.
It's Wednesday.
Okay. That's true.
So, no, I don't think you will be able.
I won't be able
you,
to.
You might just need to buy a dry cleaned suit. Or like
no,
rent.
You can steam.
Suits are really expensive,
you
right?
Can, yeah, they're like $1,000.
You're effing with me.
No, that's how much tuxes cost, right?
Yeah. Wow.
And I got a tux my senior year of college, and it's the same tux. Now, after I went to Italy, I wore the tux to that wedding in Italy, and I split my pants like all the time. It's just it's like a little bit of investment that I make in having fun at a wedding. I just know that I'm going to have to pay for a tailor afterwards.
Yeah.
After that wedding, I had holes on the legs of both of my pants, or both legs. It wasn't splits. It was like as if I fell out of like a golf cart.
Yeah, you might have.
It was like rug burn. No, but I was just dancing really hard.
Yeah, you love to dance really hard. Do you want to talk about how you danced really hard last week?
What do you mean?
Sally.
Oh my gosh. I'm forgetting. Okay, see, my timing's off. Yes. Okay, so, well, just let me go back.
Go ahead.
Let me go back.
Go ahead.
Everyone was mad at me last week because I was calling Fort Worth, Dallas 100 times. I encourage you to move forward. They're close in distance. Now we move forward. Then I went to Houston. I saw Max for a week. Mm-hmm. We talked then.
Yep.
Saw my parents.
Yep.
That was an insane experience to be at home with my parents for a week. I golfed my off and I played so well.
Wow.
I'm just going through my whole experience
at
home. I'm back into golf. Luckily, there's not a single golf course in New York City, I don't think. So I won't be golfing any further.
Well, is there something similar to golf?
Like putt-putt,
like
I guess?
Is there another sport that requires the motion of swinging something downward?
Croquet?
You could start doing that. Or cricket.
I don't think there's
cricket. Wait, what's cricket?
Cricket is
croquet.
Baseball.
Is it?
But like okay. Really British.
So do you just start doing croquet?
Croquet is like Prince Harry baseball.
Yeah, no, it's very British. But oh, you could do backgammon.
I would rather jump off a bridge than do backgammon.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Backgammon is a fabulous game. I learned it late in life.
How'd you go from golf to backgammon?
I don't know.
I don't know either, sis.
Hey, guys. We want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Captain Morgan. Captain Morgan's sweet chili lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no words exist to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing. It's mouth-blowing.
Captain Morgan's sweet chili lime is the perfect balance of sweet and spicy with notes of lime and a slight chili flavor. It's great for so many drinks. This is my vibe for the summer, honestly. Sweet, a little spicy. I'm always ordering sweet and spicy drinks. I love like a spicy marg, but now I can do a spicy Mai Tai if I want to with sweet chili lime. Outside, inside, upstairs, downstairs, underwater, nope, floating on the water.
Captain Morgan's sweet chili lime is best enjoyed as an ice cold shot or a chili lime twist on a classic spicy daiquiri. We want to give you the recipe for the recommended sweet heat shot. The sweet heat shot is best served ice cold. All you do is pour 1 ounce of Captain Morgan's sweet chili lime into a cocktail shaker with ice, shake for a few seconds, and then pour it into a shot glass rimmed with tahini chili lime sea salt and enjoy.
Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's sweet chili lime. Premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York. Hey, okay, listen. So then I went, so I left Texas. I didn't leave Texas. I went to San Antonio for the Final Four basketball game. I bet money this weekend.
How much did you bet?
I bet, and please gird your loins. This is a lot, but I was feeling really confident because I just asked who I should bet on. So
who did you ask? Did you inside trade?
My bookie. No, I didn't ask a player. And like, they don't know who's going to win. Can you inside trade when you're sports betting?
I don't know.
Like, unless you're going to Tanya Harding someone in the parking lot, you're not going to know who's going to win.
I mean, I guess there's like odds makers.
There's odds makers.
Can you consult an odds maker?
I'm not familiar with any odds
okay,
makers.
Okay, how much? Who's your local odds maker and how much did you bet?
I don't have an odds maker. I don't know. Is there an odds maker? What is an odds
the
maker?
The new Hunger Games book had an odds maker.
Well, that's a...
What is it called? Odds maker.
It sounds like there's a cat in the hat and then there's the odds maker that lives under the bridge and I got to go consult with the odds maker to go...
Where did the cat in the hat come
from? I'm thinking
from?
Of... Not cat in the hat. I'm thinking of... It's like an odds maker. Oh, Hunger Games. Like you said.
No, you didn't read the new book,
Narnia,
baby.
Like Narnia. I know they had an odds maker in the old
not
books.
Not like what's happened in this one.
Okay, a different kind of odds maker. My bad. It's a fictional book.
How much did you bet?
So, I have a bookie. That's what they call it.
What's a bookie?
He is a bookkeeper, but they call him a bookie. Isn't that fun?
Well, what is a bookkeeper?
A bookkeeper is someone that places your bets for you. How? I don't know. But black market?
Okay.
I don't know how you place bets. Also, is this illegal to do here in California? Okay, well, I wasn't in California when I did it anyways. I was in Texas where it's definitely
and
illegal.
And you didn't know.
I didn't know.
Just like the way I don't know what date in April I have jury duty and it might have passed.
Guess what?
But I didn't know.
You didn't know? Plea the fifth. What's the fifth, you ask?
I didn't know. The fifth is silence. I'm pleading with I didn't know.
I thought the fifth is... Oh my gosh, not us not knowing.
No,
what
pleading
the fifth,
is the right to not perjure yourself.
Speak, not to perjure yourself. Invoking the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects individuals from being compelled to answer questions that would incriminate them. Nice. Perjure. Nice, bro.
Is that what that word means?
Perjury?
Yeah, I think. But it also could be not what it means, too. But I think it does.
Perjury.
It's like a little avant-garde.
That was when you throw up after you eat.
That is purging.
Oh, okay. Love double entendres.
But you don't like commit perjury when you make yourself throw up.
I think you absolutely do commit perjury when you're in the toilet.
No, perjury is incriminating. Izzy, can you look up perjury? I think perjury is incriminating yourself.
I'm in the bathroom committing perjury. Right on Sunday morning, I'm committing perjury.
Perjury.
The offense of willingly telling an untruth.
Perjury is different than what I had claimed.
It's like
perjury is willfully lying. That's what I meant.
Under oath, yeah. Okay.
That was close.
Yeah, you were close.
But that only counts in horseshoes, which you could play.
Right, okay. And which reminds me, how much did I bet? Me committing perjury live on pod. I bet $500.
That's how much I bet on blackjack.
Okay.
Lost every penny.
I bet that three times, though. Yes. But...
Oh, you got the bug.
No, I did it all at once, like before knowing. Because...
So if you bet $1,500.
Because my odds... maker
yeah.
was like, you should absolutely do the no-brainer one, which is Florida winning, which they won the championship, so they won the whole thing, but Florida winning and then Duke beating University of Houston, which everyone was on jumping my bones about.
So
listen,
everyone does that.
I don't get it, but and then a parlay of both, which is like Florida winning and Duke winning. That's one here, it's both. And then I bet individually on both the games. Lost 2 out of 3, but I won the Florida one.
So did you get just your 500 back?
I broke basically even. Like, I didn't lose any money.
Oh, really?
Yup.
Okay, congratulations on keeping your money.
Yeah, okay, moments that felt like Goofy's yell. What is this? What is it?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Moments that felt like Goofy's yell.
That was hysterical.
I'm in love with that trend.
What would yours be?
Moments that felt like Goofy's yell?
Yeah.
Moments that felt like Goofy's yell. Maybe like when I get up to go to the bathroom right when the check comes and like I don't have to pay for anything at dinner.
Okay. I'm trying to think of my moments that feel like Goofy's yell.
Maybe when I'm committing perjury and... in the bathroom.
Can you come back to me?
Yeah. Just think of like anytime you've...
Nothing more humiliating than having to say, can you come back to me in school when a teacher cold calls you?
I was never able to say that. Like, I don't know. Do you know there's one time that I still remember from one of my grades where a teacher called on me, and I think it was the only time, and they were like, what kind of graph is that? And I was like, that's a bar graph. And she was like, that is a bar graph. And it was just a picture of a bar graph. And I was like, I know what type of graph that is.
Do you know one time these two kids in like second grade were whispering
no.
to each other in science class, and Mr. Grove made them get up and hold hands in front of the whole class because he was like, if you two are so in love, here you go. How horrible is that?
Whispering,
that just popped into my memory.
Whispering, so
they were
get up and hold
sweet
hands.
Nothings into each other's ears.
Oh,
we were like
great.
Six, and they were like just talking. They were literally just like probably had a crush on each other, like just talking. And then he made them get up and hold hands. That is like horrible.
Yeah, that's committing.
Well, he was like one of those like old teachers that's like, it's a new time. Like we're not doing like, we're not humiliating kids anymore, you know?
Oh, now it's a new time.
Yeah. Like he wasn't like up to date on like, it's like 2002.
Do you think you could go back to school right now, like tomorrow, and be a teacher again? Like, would you like be able to get back into it?
Don't like every, the few times I've come across a child, I've struggled in a way that makes me sad. Cause it used to come so naturally. It used to be no different than talking to just like one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, how old are you?
How many fingers are you? How many fingers do I have up right now?
But yeah, no, it's tough.
These are the
But I hope that it would be like riding a bike. Like it'd take a second, but I'd get right back into it once I grease those wheels up. Thank you.
I don't think that I think that I could be like a fun history teacher. Period.
Period on God facts.
Yeah, because of the history teacher.
You could do, like, teach about the Alamo.
I went to the Alamo. Oh my God, sorry. So I bet on the games and I was in San Antonio for the Final Four. And it was like the coolest thing ever. I was with Wendy's. I posted about nonstop about Wendy's. They were so fun.
Wendy's burgers have always been my favorite.
Road trip, I'm going to Wendy's every single time. Not an ad anymore. But so fun. I looked like an absolute athlete in all those videos.
Wait, that really was such a good ad.
It was so good.
They film that?
They filmed it
and edited it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was
awesome.
Really cool. It's just like set the bar so high. I'm like, how am I supposed to move forward with anything else now?
Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, BetterHelp. You know, sometimes therapy can feel like an investment, but you know what's an even more important investment? The state of your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree. Let's talk numbers really quick.
Well, I know so many people and friends that go to daily workout classes or have gym memberships, and I'd argue that investing in your mental health is just as important as investing in your physical health.
Okay, I love where your head's at, but let's talk numbers, like I said earlier. Yes. Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up fast, but with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. With BetterHelp, you pay a flat fee for weekly sessions, saving you big on cost and on time. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense and can help you with anything from anxiety to everyday stress. Your mental health is worth it. And now it's within reach.
So many of my friends and family have really benefited from therapy. It gives you dedicated time to focus on yourself, prioritize your needs, and work through challenges. Therapy can teach you valuable tools like setting healthy boundaries and gaining clarity, all of which help you become the best version of yourself.
With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time.
Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com/BNC to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/BNC.
But then I had an inbound from a close friend, Tucker, aka Role Model. And this was a while back. Actually, it was from Carolina, our friend who works on his team. And they were like, could you do any of these shows? And I was like, my only day that I could technically make it somewhere that I don't have tour, like I'm not on tour as well, is Seattle. My sister's a big fan. We flew up to Seattle, got in, and I went out as Sally. The whole day, I'm like, what am I going to do on stage? I'm texting Grace O'Malley. She's like, I tripped.
Yeah.
She was like going to go out and like chug a beer with him. And I was like, I'll do that. Because that's easy, low lift. And then I thought about it and I was like, no, I want to chug some ass. So I texted.
Chug some ass. Nice.
Yeah, I want a beer luge out of Tucker's crack. I go up.
Do you call him Tucker? To his face.
Tucker said, who's the most unserious Sally we can get and found Connor Wood?
Wow, look how many people liked that.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. See, okay, and everyone was saying like, it was all over our FYP and I was like, wow, why? Like, I'm the biggest narcissist in the world. How come it didn't come across my FYP?
That is crazy that you can move your body like that.
What was crazier is like,
I like that. What do you call that one?
It was just a long time on the stage. Like, I had already done like every other dancer. So all you can, if you look at if you look at any other video with anybody else that's on the role model show, like, you do really, like, the song is so jumpy, point at your friends. Like, it's such a, like, it's such like a Bob Dylan, like, OG America song, like Sally When the Wine Runs Out, that, like, you do want to like chant it, like point you at your friends and ass. like jump around. But I was like, okay, I got to do something a little bit different. Like, Victoria Justice was, I think, the night before, and then Renee Rapp was the other night.
Wow.
Dylan Minnette was one of the nights.
Oh, wow.
I was like, okay, the pressure's on. Like, let's really do something. So I walk around all day.
Has there ever not been a Sally?
I think he finds people on the show. Jake was one, yeah. I think, in LA. I think he finds people in the crowd if he doesn't have anyone in town. But my ass commuted to this because I was like, I'm gonna turn it on for this show. And so I'm walking around. I'm like, what can I do? What can I do? I was gonna dress up as Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Because
his tour right now is No Place Like Tour.
Okay.
And then I couldn't find any ruby red slippers in time.
I have a pair.
Shut your ass.
I'm so serious.
Oh my God, you were Dorothy.
I was Dorothy. That being said, I don't know if you would be able to slip into my size sevens.
I might have to cut the heel out.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have been able to chuck ass like that.
You could have chucked the ruby slips.
And the ruby slips, yeah.
Off the stage. Carefully.
Right. Well, so I'm walking around in Seattle. I find a magic shop. And Eric from the magic shop, I owe you one. He listens to the podcast.
You're kidding.
No, he did a magic.
I love a magician.
He gave me his number. So, but highly recommend the magic shop in the public market. I found it and I was like, I want to do like a smoke bomb or something. And then I was like, if I shouldn't bring a bomb to a concert.
Sure.
So then I was like, I found this bouquet, hidden bouquet. And I was like, how do I do this? Like, whatever. And it straight up is just like a bouquet. And I put it in my sleeve.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go out. And I was going to give it to him. And then on stage, in the moment, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give it to him. But I was like, he's like working. I'm like, I can't give it to him. First, I'm sitting here. So first I like go to take my jacket off because it's like hotter than a fever. And then I'm like, wait, I have my bouquet in my sleeve. So I put the jacket back on. I pulled it out. And then I was like, wait, I should give it to a fan. So then I faked him out and I crawled out.
Oh, put it in your mouth.
Gave it to a fan and then jumped back on stage. And then I'm sweating like a pig up there. So I'm like, I got to lose this jacket. There's when I did the hop.
I like the hop.
And everyone's like, I look like Elon Musk when he jumps.
Sure.
You know? But everyone was like, I just got the ick. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is the realest version of myself that I've ever been. Like, that is what I look like. That's what I looked like when I got.
I really like the hop.
Someone needs to edit the hop to.
You know what? That's a moment that felt like.
Goofy's yell. Oh my God, that is. And then he goes, get up on stage. We didn't rehearse at all. So like, I didn't know. When I watch everybody else's, but I didn't know like what
was,
do
like,
we want to do?
Pushing you out from the wings.
I was watching from side stage the whole time, but I didn't know like what do you want me to do? I heard him go at one point like shake some ass, like go do it, and so that's when I went like this.
Yeah.
But the stage, he was like, get up on stage. But I was so out of breath from doing my hops all around the stage that all I could do was lay down. So I got up on the stage and I laid down, and then I was like, oh, should I leave stage? And he was like, yeah, I gotta finish the show.
Oh yeah.
So I just like got up and ran. But I like how he was going to take off his jacket but then remembered he had a bit to do.
Yeah.
Genuinely,
so true.
In real time, I was like, I need to
my bouquet. My
Phoebe Buffay.
My bouquet.
Yeah. I was like,
that's
I need
hysterical.
To
hysterical. I didn't clock it.
The bouquet? I haven't seen any photos. Like, the photographer there was going ham, but I haven't seen a single photo. So I need to figure out where those are.
You could always ask Roll M.
I could always ask Tucker, one of my closest friends, Tuck. But he was really awesome. My sister's a huge fan, and he was, like, so nice. Like, photos, videos, whatever. And the team is really cool. And it was a blast.
Fabulous,
and
Connor.
It's always nice to get back to Seattle. I've never been. I haven't left. You would love it because I went to a cocktail bar before the show. It was a book. It's called the Bookstore, coffee shop and bar.
And books, or is there no
it's
books?
It's all books.
But like,
real.
Like this room or like bookstore?
You could, you can't buy any of the books, but you can sit there and read them.
But are they, what kind of books are they?
I didn't read the books. I was having an espresso martini.
But like, did it look like these kind of books or like books that like you would find on my shelves?
No, it didn't have any of the like new age, like AI covers type thing.
Okay.
It was like very this kind of vibe, but it wasn't like ancient scripts like what we have.
Like what's the like vibe on me bringing my Kindle?
Yeah, you totally could. There's a whole half of the restaurant that is like where you sit and you can lounge and stuff.
Wow.
But Seattle, I have not left like the absolute tourist central because it's always like I'm there for like a day and a half.
Yeah, I would love to go.
I eat some fresh fish just out of a
my
trough.
My stepbrother lives there, actually. I got nervous for tonight. I have a piece of throw up in my throat.
Do you want to cough it out or do you want to leave it where it is?
No, I'll just keep it.
Okay.
Save it for a rainy day.
Do you want maybe a sip of water?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have a sip of water.
Speaking of your throw up in your mouth, I'm back into eggs. I told you guys last week, but I found the best way to make eggs. No one's going to care at all, but maybe on the off chance that maybe someone does care a little bit about the way I make eggs now.
Oh my God, my YSL lip shine sparkle gloss.
Yeah, well, with the huge plumping comfortable
wand plush.
Wand. Something about a plumper wand is doing. Do my lips look bigger from the YSL Beauty?
It's not a plumper in that way.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. There's like actual like lip plumpers that like make your lips tingle and hurt and like puff them out.
I like the way it
those are like
the
science ones. This isn't like a science-based plump.
Science? You're putting science in
like,
your plumper?
That is like, there's like a chemical that is working overtime to plump. Like this doesn't have that specific.
It has spicy ginger.
It is, but yeah.
This whole episode is like subtle ads and then none of them are real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I want to just flag really quickly something that absolutely does not matter, but also does matter. And I saw that they talked about this on The Toast.
Okay.
Katy Perry is going to space in 1 week. And
I'm
she's
worried for her.
Like, God forbid.
I'm
okay.
Worried
and
for
that's all I'll say is God forbid, but like, it would make sense.
Why?
The most like insane
that would
thing
be horrible. I don't want, like, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. I know, but like,
why? Would you?
Why would you?
Why would you? What is her, I wonder what her reasoning is.
She's trying to promote that album, I think.
But there are other ways. There's got to be another way.
You could stay on Earth.
There's got to be another way.
God forbid that I ever get to a point where it's like, well, I guess I'll go to space.
Do you feel like...
that would be... Isn't it crazy? My rock bottom would be like, I guess I'll go to space with Jeff Bezos' wife.
You are someone who like... wants to be in the public eye, right? What if you get to a point no one cares about you?
I'm not going to space.
Are you going to space?
I can say
literally no, everyone's like, Connor, who?
I could say with my chest, like, an act such as this, this is nothing like Goofy's yell.
Like what?
Goofy's yell.
Oh.
To me, this is like... genuinely.
Wow, isn't it crazy that one person's goofy yell is another person's hosier? Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay, this is probably like a goofy's yell and hosier's yell for me is staying put here with my feet on
would
the ground.
Would you do Titanic submersible?
Fuck no.
What would you rather?
Right at sea level is perfect for me.
What would you rather?
Submersible or space?
Submersible or
oh my God, I'm like gonna, KDP. I feel freaked
space
out.
Space with KDP.
Space with KDP or some...
KDP can be there.
Who else is in my submersible?
In your submersible,
give me like someone. I'm like,
okay.
It's giving me serious panic.
Wait, who's someone that we love that is not the person that came on yesterday? who's an additional person that we love?
The only person that I would feel comfortable like talking through.
Okay, now you're into space with. Our guest yesterday, or in the submersible with Matthew, Greg Gubler.
Into space with my
what about okay
best friend?
Okay, what about in the submersible with your best friend and in space with Matthew Greg Gubler?
I think I'm doing space
you
over
think
the submersible.
You're doing space
regardless.
Yeah,
even though like I'm so scared of flying, God forbid I'm out in the orbit.
That's the worst
question
part.
Mark. The that orbit question mark
is like both have the risk of just like quick like explosion deaths. But in space, you also run the risk of getting lost. in orbit, whereas you don't run that risk in space, but you do risk like slow drowning if some.
You
would explode.
You run the risk of being lost in both cases. Like,
no, but you die pretty quickly in sea. You would float for until you starve in space, you also unless float, you decide to I take mean, your they helmet could've, off.
This is giving me like.
Whoa.
Serious, like...
like Goofy screaming. No, like
Goofy.
Goofy's like shouting Goofy in your ear.
Goofy horror scream.
Goofy like, shrill horror movie scream.
Yeah, yeah. Goofy absolutely clawing at a window, but of a submersible.
Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, YSL Beauty. You know that I usually go for products that are simple, but make a difference, you know, and don't take too much time. I love a quick makeup routine. And that's why I love the YSL Love Shine Plumping Lip Oil Gloss. It checks all of those boxes. The texture, amazing,
yeah.
Creamy,
yeah.
Not sticky at all. And it feels like it's actually hydrating my lips while also making them look pretty.
Yeah. Not even to mention that it's like a simple way to elevate your look.
Not even to mention it.
And it's an oil-infused plumping lip gloss that provides juicy, glossy shine and plumper, fuller-looking lips with an ultra-hydrating feel. How ultra-hydrating feeling? I'll show you. Yeah, that's ultra. Infused with spicy ginger oil and hyaluronic acid, this non-sticky formula leaves lips feeling softer, smoother, and instantly plumped.
Its jumbo plush wand also provides a soft, cushiony feel, so the application is super easy.
Yeah.
It's available in 9 dreamy shades, and mine and Connor's favorite lately has been Honey Pure Love. I can't say enough good things about this product. Shop all 9 dreamy shades of YSL Love Shine Plumping Lip Oil Gloss now at Sephora.
Yeah. Okay, to space with Goofy's yell or to the submersible with Hozier's yell?
I think I would do... space, yeah. Always over submersible, just due to what happened with the submersible and the fact that space feels less claustrophobic.
At least for space, you're like, you can see, there's a view.
I'm
like,
not getting out of the spaceship and I'm not looking out the window.
Oh, I'm taking one large sleeping pill and then I'm gonna go to sleep on takeoff and I'm gonna wake up when we land in the
how
ocean.
How long? How what's the ETA?
How long? Can we see what they're doing up there? All I know about this is that she said we're putting the ass in astronaut. That was her big headline.
Nice. That wasn't my understanding. Can I be honest about what I would have said?
A year?
2 weeks.
Oh, I was thinking at least.
Can I be honest? Wait, you can go to space in 11 minutes. Space no, and whole, back in 11 minutes.
The whole thing. Where is space? Like, why did I think that's like, hang on. Where is space? Because, by the way, you can't get anywhere in 11 minutes.
Is she just going like a little bit above where an airplane would go?
Go down. Like, that. Like, I took an elevator today in my hotel and it took 12 minutes.
Wait.
It
yeah,
was five
where
floors.
Is she heading? In the. She's just going to the stratosphere.
So.
62 miles above Earth with, yeah.
With Gail King.
Okay. How long would it take to get to, let's say, Mars? Because this is where I was thinking 11 days.
Oh, Mars is going to be year, like 50, 60 years, I think. 2 to 3 years also, by the way. What if it was like 16 minutes?
Question.
Where is everything?
I don't understand.
I don't even know. Where's Georgia?
What's happening?
Not Mars being closer than if you
Wait,
were to
what,
drive.
What's the closest planet to Earth? But
Mars.
You couldn't go there. So what?
No,
Mars is the only. Like some are just burning up, or too hot.
This is like not for us. Like this is not a. This is not a conversation we even need to touch. Like I don't know. I'm being so honest. If you gave me a map, like Mars.
My understanding was Katy Perry was putting a flag. On Mars. That was my understanding.
Katie is going to be gone for 3 years.
But Katie's going 11 minutes total.
Okay. Wow.
Whoa. This just goes to show you that sometimes your understanding
This is Katie's
happening.
Like afternoon. She could do something after.
This is... She could wake up,
go to the Aloe Gym. She could go to space with Gail King, put the ass in astronaut, come back and go to lunch at
the Beverly Hills Hotel. Wow.
And then she could.
So, okay, she's going 65 miles above the Earth. What is the highest the plane goes? Good question.
3 miles, I think, right?
3 miles?
Is it 1 mile?
I don't know miles.
10,000, it's 10,000 feet. 42,000.
She's not going that much above a plane. Whoa, private jets can go higher. I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
What is 42,000 feet in miles?
Why does it matter?
Seven miles.
You could run.
Brooke, you could run.
You could run up.
You could run up. If you could run up, I could run up. I have run that.
Wow.
I could run up to a plane where they're flying.
You could run up to outer space.
No.
How many miles is 50? 65 miles is what they said.
That's how far it is. 65 miles. No,
was it?
65.
No, it was feet. Something about feet. I'm sorry.
I've actually never run in my life 120,000
miles. No, we're getting
miles.
Our units confused. We're getting our units confused. I think we should move
like
on.
Okay, one unit of measurement I do understand. She's going to be out for 12 minutes.
Can I be honest? This is starting to get to the point where long division was introduced in third grade and I started to get my first headache.
Okay. The thing is, now it doesn't matter. All I needed to know is that her ass is going to be up there under an hour.
You know
half
that TikTok trend that's like, you have 30 minutes.
You know you have 30 minutes.
She doesn't even have that.
You know you have 12 minutes. Like, soak it in, baby. Oh, she's going to get... I'm just telling you guys now, this is going to be the most liked photo on Instagram.
It's going to be the most memed moment.
It's just like, there is no one... makes more sense to me to be going to space than Katy Perry.
Okay.
The fact that she's going to be plummeting back past the stratosphere into the ocean, like with Gayle King.
She's plummeting back into the ocean?
They don't just land. It's not a flight. They're plummeting. Yeah, they're landing.
What do you mean they're plummeting into the ocean?
That's how rockets come back to Earth. They plummet into the ocean.
All?
So sorry, can I say one thing that I think would be so funny? God forbid.
You may.
You know those astronauts that just were accidents?
Large parachute for gentle touchdown.
Yeah, but they plummet. They come in, they break the...
Wow, I know nothing about space, believe it or not.
Speed of something, and then they pop out a freaking... What's it, Dewey? Sounds like Goofy's yell up there in that strato. And then they... Oh! It's Katy Perry hitting a note. The Chronicles of Katy up there, like if she started a journal and she got stuck in space, like those astronauts that just came back after a year and they were only supposed to be up there for 2 weeks. Like Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, Gayle King, and then I think there's a civil rights activist that's also going up with them that's cool to me. And Gayle King and the civil rights activist is cool. Lauren Sanchez, pretty cool too. Katy Perry is ruining it for all of them with the stuff she's saying. She's like, we're going up in full glam. There's going to be fake eyelashes flying around the thing. And the civil rights activist is like, I'm going to go up in lipstick. I'm a woman. Like, I'm going to put the ass in an astronaut. That's good. But Katy Perry's just like, embarrassing to go up with.
Are you saying that you want her to stay up there for a year?
I just think that
she can't. They're not getting off.
Funny. They're going up for 12 minutes. They don't have time to get
11.
Off. Sorry, they have even less than I thought, but there's nowhere to get off.
That's what I'm saying.
So they're going. How long does it? So is that the total flight, or is it 12 minutes to get up, 12 minutes to get down?
Total, and it's 11.
That is a genuine ride at the county fair.
Imagine my shock that they're not going to a planet.
There is nowhere to go. I guess they could go to the moon. Wow, Katy Perry on the moon.
Oh wait. How long does it take to get to the moon? I think that's what I've been thinking of this whole time.
When you were like, what's the closest planet? Yeah. I was like, no, because I was like, I guess Mars?
No, I think when I said Mars, I was
thinking
of Wallace and Gromit.
About 3 days.
That's what I was thinking of when I said 2 weeks.
God forbid I'm
but
in a rocket
Mars
for 3 days.
Mars is like a more, we have not sent really just
no,
anyone.
We sent a robot.
We sent
and that robot
just
passed.
The Mars rover to Mars.
Nice, Brooke.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
and we have sent a man on the moon.
Yeah. We have.
Can I say?
Yeah.
This is something that came up a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
When you said.
Yes. I went to sleep and I was, I know what you're going to say. I
get them confused.
I said.
Neil Armstrong went to the moon.
Louis Armstrong played a mean sax.
That's correct.
Yes. And who? When I walked away, I was like, because the whole episode, I was like,
but who's the Livestrong bracelet?
Lance.
Armstrong. So there's Lance Armstrong, Louis Armstrong, Neil Armstrong went to the moon.
Yep. And you know what? What a perfect name for all three of those young men.
Armstrong.
Like that, like there must be something in the water.
Just understood that Livestrong is a play on words. Thank you.
Livestrong.
How many Livestrong bracelets did you have?
100 because my dad bought them in bulk. And I think he still has some.
I had about 50 on my each ankle.
My yellow wristband, I had 10.
Well, I went beyond just every color Livestrong. I mean, there was like, they said everything known to man. Peace signs, like truly, truly. Yeah. Anything you can put on a piece of rubber.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I wonder what the environment, like a carbon footprint of us just needing silly bands had like long term on the planet.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah.
Do you think that was the dumbest we've ever sounded, or has there been worse?
No, there's way worse than really? That. Yeah. Also, like, we didn't sound dumb. Who there's the hell Connor. Was supposed to know that it takes 12 minutes to get to the outer skirts of the atmosphere? Not me,
obviously.
That's not our job. When people are like, you didn't know that? No. Why would I know that?
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't go to school for that. Also, I have to make real estate in my brain for other stuff now. Like, that's not a key fact that I need to keep. You know, like when SpongeBob's... Me bringing up SpongeBob. Now it is the dumbest we've ever sounded. Ooh, SpongeBob, why?
SpongeBob what? I love how impassioned you were just
all
then.
I know is fine dining and breathing because he's cleared out because he wanted to do really good at his job.
Yeah.
He wanted to do real good at his job.
Is this the episode where there were hundreds of little SpongeBobs in his head in the filing cabinet?
Running around. He's like, what's the name? It's like, genuinely, I have that. When I see someone in person that I've met several times, maybe at a Trader Joe's or something, and they go, hey, oh my gosh, when have you seen you? I'm in my head, hundreds of little Connors. What's the name?
Yeah.
And all I know is dried mango and sparkling water at that point.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is my grocery list. Wow, though. But like, that's the best reference that I had in that moment.
Let's just hope no one gets a hold of the footage that we're about to publish as a podcast.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah, God forbid.
Let's just hope it doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
I know KDP is going to see it.
Lord help me. I know this is going to be on like a dumb influencer montage.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Because we have allies too. The people are I promise you a large percentage of people watching like don't know that it takes.
Let me know if you also thought Katie was going to Mars. Thank you.
Okay. No one, I do not think that that's something people thought like. No, she never said she was going to Mars.
To me,
she better play. You're so hypnotizing.
Oh,
hit me. Oh, that's a Kanye West.
I bet
song.
That's why she's going
to re-promote the re-release of E.T.
Just because, like, she made some extraterrestrial her brand. Do you know what I mean? It's part of her brand.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say that word fast for me when you're already talking.
Oh, I was going to tell you something about an extra. Okay, I can't.
Put it in. So, exactly. Okay, exactly. Driven. Exactly.
Woo! I'm sweating a little bit. Wow.
Yeah.
My heart rate's up.
You're good.
Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Storyworth. So, I recently found out that someone that we had on the podcast at one point has let me know recently
in
that
the ceramic studio even.
Yeah, and maybe the pot is in the room with us right now. He actually knew of my mom. She is not familiar with him so much, but he was familiar with her because he thought she was hot.
Yep.
And so that's how I'm finding out that my mom had had secret admirers. Like 50 years.
It didn't seem so, like he was keen on keeping it secret.
It didn't seem very secret at all.
No, damn dizzy.
But I want to make Mother's Day extra special for my mom this year. That's why I'm giving her a unique, heartfelt gift that will truly make her feel loved. It's called StoryWorth.
You should call her and tell her that. That will make her day.
It would, actually.
I'll tell her, too.
Yeah.
Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one on a memory-provoking question that you get to help pick. Questions like, did you ever get in trouble in school? Or, how did you decide how many children to have? All your loved ones need to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. They can either write a story or record it over the phone for StoryWorth to transcribe. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year.
You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know and be surprised by stories that you've never heard before. After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I'm really excited to give one to my grandparents because I don't know much about their youths, and that would be really great to have a written record of that to pass down to my
also
progeny.
Progeny.
Is that the right word? Families love StoryWorth. Yeah. Connor. Yeah. That's why it has more than 40,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago.
Give all the moms in your life, whatever they look like, a heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BNC. That's storyworth.com/BNC to save $10 on your first purchase.
Should we move on from space?
Yeah, I have. Well, I can't talk about this anymore.
This is the space episode.
Do you think that it's kosher for me to reach out to the person that moved into my apartment so I can see how they decorated it while I'm here in town?
Did you like follow each other on Instagram?
They follow me for sure. Because
you want to go over? I thought you were asking for pictures.
I want to go over.
I think you could walk by and maybe like the back doors will be open.
They texted me today because they watched my Instagram story and they're like, you're back in town.
Oh, Ethan, yeah.
Because they make prints, much like Papa on Etsy. He makes small prints to sell. He's an artist, freelancer. They make prints and they were like, oh, because I left them a lot of stuff that they were from the fires and they were like moving in. They didn't have anything left. So I was like, oh, I got an extra vacuum, dining chair, dining table, all this stuff. And they're like, we want to give you a print. I want to see the prints.
So say, hey, I'll be walking or I'll be taking a walk around there today. Can I scoop a print? Or can I scoop a print
from y'all?
Or can I pop? Can I pop or can I scoop?
Can I pop or can I scoop?
I think it's kosh. If you're in, have a texting relationship.
Yeah, we have a texting relationship.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten my security deposit back yet.
You should follow up.
I did.
Okay.
I did twice. Looking forward to that. But TBD, huge TBD. It made me really, I don't think I'll ever be happy.
Why?
Because I have so many memories and they all make me sad.
Nostalgia is sad a lot of times. Are you saying the memories are happy, but they make you sad because they're gone?
Yes.
I totally understand that.
Yes.
But just know that you're going to make new memories.
I know. And that, they're just going to be different.
That Andy Bernard quote always gets me.
You don't know you're in the good part.
I wish there was a way to know that you're in the good old days like before you leave them. So just know that like you are in the good old days right now and that your future self is going to be feeling the way you feel now.
I know.
About this time.
You're right.
Just live in the prez.
I want to live in the prez.
Yeah, me too.
I need to like, that's why I read so many self-help books. All I'm looking to do is live in the prez.
There are people that live in the past, people that live in the present, and people that live in the future. People that are always worried about what's to come.
Yes.
I think that last one is me.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of in the past. I'd say I'm more a past tense. And you're a more future tense.
Yeah. Whoa.
And this is our present tense. He's always here.
Yeah. An omnipresent.
This motherfucker. Omnipresent for sure. He knows stuff. I was like walking around and I was like, so last night I went to dinner with Kylie and Moon.
Sure.
And we went to a place that I went to 5 years ago when I moved here. And it was just random. And I was sitting there, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird being here. I'm about to go back to my hotel and not back to my apartment.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing was landing at LAX. I texted you.
Yeah, you were feeling sickly.
And my phone was like, oh, like when you get on Uber, it's like, oh, do you want to go to your address? And I was like, no, I'm going to a hotel. Someone lives in that address now.
Yeah.
Ugh. And it's weird. Like, I'm not even doing my normal walk. I went to my coffee shop that I went to today.
That's good.
And they knew me. That's but it's good. Weird. I was like, you don't know that I moved.
Did you tell them?
No. We don't know each other like that. Uh-huh. They don't care to know me like that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. But I had a smoothie.
That's good. I was saying this yesterday, actually, about there's this thing at Bar and Bat Mitzvahs. It's like you have a montage usually that your parents make that's like you, or at least it was back in my day. It's like baby videos of you.
Montages
growing up, like throughout the years, set to like the most emotional music.
Montages are an act of bioterrorism.
No, literally, that was the first time ever I was, you know, becoming a woman that day, watching my own montage, like watching my life. I remember having the thought, like, those moments are all over.
Yeah.
Like, I will never, ever be able to relive that. And then I got such a horrible stomach ache that when it came time for the father-daughter dance to Daughters by John Mayer, I couldn't make it. I was in the restroom. Literally, it made me so sick, the montage.
Yeah, I get it, man.
Yeah.
I so get it. I, like, had a montage yesterday. One of the most evil features on the iPhone is the montage feature that's like, hey, do you want to see pictures of your dog? Set to like the like it, as if it passed away.
My montage that I get are all my tooth. Can I just say something really quickly?
Yeah.
I have
even
21,
drag it out too if you feel the need to.
I have 21 texts in a group chat between my dad and my friend Alexa. Right now, that's the group chat.
They're taking the reins.
They have gone independently. My dad has been hacked to the gods.
On what?
On Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, no.
And they have his, like, credit card information.
Is he doing Bitcoin mining?
First I was like, is this him? It's, like, pictures of, like, six different cars. Like, my great aunt is going to the retirement home and she's selling these cars.
That's a new one.
And I was like, I didn't know, like, Aunt Lil drove a semi. Is that a truck?
No.
Pickup? Whatever. Like a huge, like, not RV, but like
and an F-250.
And a forklift.
Oh, and a forklift.
And yeah.
My great aunt passed away. Yeah,
and I was like, I had
forklift.
No idea. And then at the end, it was like send me like this to secure deposit. And I was like, okay, I don't think that's my dad.
Did he DM you?
No, those were all posts. Solid posts. But then like a lot of my brother's friends like reached out to him. And were like, I'll take this car. And like, we're literally an inch away from sending over the money before they texted my brother and were like, I just want to make sure this is actually your dad. But it's almost gotten a lot of people. And the second it gets taken down, a new one is up. He was selling Maine Coon kittens as well. And now he's DMing everybody on Instagram because he's like mutuals with all of my friends on Instagram, DMing all of them like, please vote for me for like this podcast. please vote for me. I have a podcast, blah, blah, blah. Like, just click this link. And it's just like, I mean, he is toast, like hacked to the gods.
He's a multi-hyphenate.
And so Alexa.
Cat breeder, auto dealer.
Yeah. My friend Alexa works at Meta.
Yeah.
And so they've been really in cahoots, and like even anything Alexa is doing is not. Oh wow, Alexa just cracked the mainframe.
That's awesome.
And this has been going on for a week.
You just fired up like 10 people's at home devices.
Nope.
By the way,
nope. My dad said the hacker just ordered a $450 bag from Zappos. This is just a disaster. This is just a disaster.
I'm Jennifer Aniston's from Famous Show Friends.
I mean, it really has been going on for like so long.
Do you know that? Realize? Do you know that that means that he clicked a link?
Did he got caught?
Yeah, it has to originate from somewhere. He clicked a link.
This is a disaster.
The worst one ever that still gets my ass. OMG, this photo of you.
That will always get my ass.
I'm always like, I should check. What photo of me? It's from my Be Real.
So I'm looking at the... Oh my God. This is the truck that my great aunt It's like a huge, that's massive, like F-150. Like, huge, that's what I meant.
For not your great aunt.
Yeah, and the forklift as well too. Oh, but my gosh. Oh my God, what a disaster!
Oh, sorry.
Get this.
What?
I started a new book last night. It's called, what is it called? The Love Hypothesis.
Yeah.
And it's by Allie Hazelwood, who's this big romance writer, and I've been needing to dive into her books and I haven't gotten the chance. Mm-hmm. So I dove last night. This book, it's one of those with two people kissing on the cover. So I've kind of been like, I don't know. My God.
It's good?
It is. I'm kicking my ankle bones together. And you know, I don't know if I've told you that usually my favorite trope in books is when the two main characters, it's like they're kind of like in enemies to lovers territory, right? And they go to the inn and there's only one bed left at the inn. Okay. And the guy's always like, I'll sleep on the floor. And the girl's like, don't be ridiculous. We're adults, you know?
Get in here.
And then mayhem. Okay. So that's usually my favorite. I activated a new favorite trope from this book last night. I don't know if trope is the right word for this. Scenario.
It's fine. That doesn't
scenario
matter to
me. Okay. Get this. The main girl is fake dating. She's a PhD candidate and she's fake dating one of the professors. Okay. Because it mutually benefits them in both ways. I can't get into it. Okay? Okay. Crowded lecture hall. There's no room in the lecture hall. Have to sit on his lap.
Oh, wait.
Kicking my feet.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
no. You would think it's weird.
Well, it is. See, I think it's illegal.
It might be frowned upon, but it's not illegal.
Oh, well, you can't.
It's not his student.
Why is she in the class sitting on his lap?
It's a lecture. It's like another professor came from another school and was giving a talk. And it's like, so everyone wants to go to the talk. It is so crowded. People are being pushed left and right.
And
she was pushed onto his lap.
Oh, okay.
And everyone thinks they're dating. So it's like, okay.
Okay.
But they're not dating.
Right.
Yet.
Well, I think it's a lot of people's, and I'm going to say what it is. I know it's your favorite trope. It's definitely like a fantasy, sexual fantasy.
Yeah, no shit.
So I think like less trope, just more like genre.
Scenario.
Category of.
Scenario.
Horniness. Yeah.
Scenario.
Where you want to sleep with your professor.
It's not her professor.
You want to sleep with a professor.
It's like a colleague.
Yeah.
Mostly.
But he's a professor and she's a
grad student.
But
he's not her professor. He's a doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sleeping with your doctor.
They've just kissed.
Oh. Well, did they?
They just kissed in laps at. And put on sunscreen.
Okay.
On each other.
Yeah. They're moving slow. I think it's going to be a slow burn to kaboom. Fireworks by Katy Perry on Mars.
I completely agree. Yeah. I was loving the sunscreen piece as well.
It's important to apply.
Yeah, it
really
is.
There's nothing wrong with.
That's what she was saying.
As long as it's not your professor, like they can absolutely apply sunscreen.
Yeah, and it might be frowned upon.
Not illegal. Speed bump, not a stop sign.
Not illegal.
Hey, I agree, man.
Oh, we didn't talk about White Lotus.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, sorry to the one individual who said, "Love you so much, but stop talking about White Lotus. Love you so much, but you're gonna end the podcast right here because we're gonna talk about White Lotus."
Yeah, and that's fine. Let me say this.
Yeah, go ahead. Because
that was the longest amount of time, and I can't remember when, that I didn't think about my phone.
I agree.
Great finale. Truly, it was like, I really felt like it wrapped up perfectly. It was everything I could have wanted. It twists and turns, and I never saw what was coming next. And like, it was just a really great ending, and there were some great emotional scenes. Carrie Coon's monologue was so fabulous. I didn't realize how connected I felt to Lockie until we almost lost him.
I felt different.
Really?
I was
devastated to see him go. Especially what made me really sad is when he confessed that like he was aware of what he was doing during the incest moment. That made me like very like sad. I was like, oh, the boy needs like help.
Yeah.
And so that made me sad. And he just like didn't have, he's so young. I was like, he's so young. Like he didn't get to heal.
Yeah. I didn't feel
he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, I didn't feel any connection to
really
him.
I was feeling
I was like
so
someone
upset.
Needs to die, honestly. Like maybe it was just like me, because I was just like plot unrelated to the plot, and Mike White has come out and been like, get over it, there's no, like the whole thing, the whole vibe is like there's no
he's
plot.
An edger, that's what he said. I love him, I love that
he went on a podcast. Let's talk about that in a second. Please put a pin in that so I don't forget
edger?
To talk about the podcast that he went on. The one, the three women, that was perfect.
Yeah,
because that was such like, that was such like, I'm like was mad, but I, like I'm really excited to be here, and this is just like a development in our friendship. That yeah. was cool. And then they got drunk and all hung out, and it was just like canon. I think my big moment here that I have beef with is how many people witnessed and were so close to a mass shooting mm-hmm. and then got on a boat. And
I
were
was
like,
saying the same thing.
The girl who's
yeah.
going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's like, hang on. How this is Katy Perry going to space and then going to Beverly Hills Hotel for an espresso martini after. It's like, hang on. Are we not soaking in anything? Like, are we not recovering right away? Maybe you're in shock, but like, how did you just watch? Like, the fact that like the opening scene of the whole show is Zion in the water and he sees two floating bodies, which I'm assuming are the two yeah. that were floating bodies. How, like, I don't know the timeline, but it's still daytime and you're just on a boat being like, yeah, we got that money. Like,
yeah.
I'm so excited. You thought your mother was killed like only moments ago in the first episode.
I don't
he's
understand.
Like, my mom. And then
also,
those three women
even know what was like, did they hear the gunshots? Like, there was never a moment that they addressed that there was like a mass
like,
shooting.
That's like the ferry's actually not leaving. We're shutting this down. Like, we just had one, two, three people die.
And at what point do you shut White Lotus down as a whole institution?
So my, I don't know if I said this on the podcast. My prediction was like the Ratliffs were going to get got and one of them were to die from the blender, the blendle. And they sued White Lotus, and then that's how they end up coming into a bunch of money, and they end up staying in Thailand operating this hotel, and then, you know, that is how they end up recouping all of their losses. But so that bugged me, the continuity issue for me was like, why is everyone okay all of a sudden? But that's just like small fish, whatever, I guess it doesn't matter.
But think about how much they have to cut out.
They cut out a lot.
They were saying like they cut out like storylines. So maybe there was like some storyline of them like, whoa, there was just a shooting.
Yeah, maybe. And I guess it was an hour and a half episode. So yeah. like it was already really long. And you have to trust in Mike White like at the end of the day.
I do.
But there was also something that I thought was interesting that I don't think like that many people clocked was like the biggest loss of all was like Belinda. She kind of did die in a way because she like gave up her morality for cash.
She did to Porn Chai what Tanya did to her.
Yeah.
But also there's a part of me that's like, yeah.
Right. But like she went into it with such strong
convictions.
Morals and convictions.
I mean, but that's like the truth of it. Like $5 million that changes your like life beyond measure.
Right.
So it like gets to a point.
Yeah.
And that's
I know.
Like that's the truth of the fact.
I know. And it's like you don't know Tanya. Like, you know, so it's you just have to be like, okay, is this guy
Belinda?
Gonna No, like she knew Tanya, the ex-wife that died.
Right.
And she like had a hunch that he killed her.
Right.
And now he's paying her and basically being like, I did kill her. So
yeah.
like it's just like you could turn in someone who could kill again. Or you could go walk away. Zip your lips and go start your company.
I guess I didn't think about Greg as an active like killer.
Did we figure out why he was having the party and like needed to have everyone over or no? Oh, because he needed to talk to Tanya?
Belinda,
sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, right? Like, I need everyone
I
to come
know.
Over. But it was weird that the girl was like, I need you and your brother to come here.
Maybe it was for that as well.
Can I say that maybe he cut some key parts that were necessary? Like...
Can I also say that why didn't Locke get like a medical attention?
Nothing.
Like he saw God.
He slurped it down.
He
too.
Literally like died. Just head onto the boat.
Let's go home, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought Patrick Schwarzenegger.
It's fine. Whatever. Extra treasure.
Was really like the star of the season.
He. Ended up being really impressive.
I really loved him.
Yeah, there was
that
a development.
Whole family.
And then he ends up by the end, just like he kind of found God. Like he starts reading. I thought Lockie was going to find God because he was like, oh, I get it now. And I think the father kind of found God.
They all transformed. No one is the same except for the mama.
But I feel like we really underestimated her intellectualism with the SpongeBob feature. Yeah. I feel like she kind of like knew what she was doing, but she did develop because she didn't take her pills the whole time.
That's very true.
She didn't have access to her pills.
She did not have access. She did have access to her wine.
My favorite scene. Tim, are you forgetting about the wine? There's wine right behind you.
Yeah.
That is so me.
Yeah.
It's like when he goes, all right, that's it. I'm going to bed. Tim, there are several bottles of wine right behind you.
Hello?
Like, I was just like what, you're giving up after a failed drinking attempt? Like, oh, get the bottles. That was my 100% takes the cake as my favorite scene in the whole show.
You know what I thought was going to be something but never was? When Leslie Bibb went up to the table at the very beginning and was like, I know you.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I don't know. Maybe that was a storyline that was cut. But then that scene should have been cut. I don't know.
I don't know either, man. I think the biggest thing, okay, and then they also scrapped Piper and Zion having sex and Piper like losing your virginity to him.
I would be so upset if I were her and that was cut.
I know.
That's like putting a lot of yourself out there to film that, and they're just like, never mind.
Well, she posted about it yesterday.
Yeah.
As you saw, as a friend of hers.
Yeah.
I am not that close with her, so I saw it and I will talk about it. She was like, shout out like me and Zion, like post hooking up.
Yeah.
Check it out here. And it was like an article. But she was like on the boat, just like, I'm leaning into being rich now.
Mm-hmm.
Her scene, her monologue was really good.
Yeah. She's so good.
She was dumping crocodile tears at the table.
She was great.
It was awesome. And then Walton Goggins consistently recently has become the most interesting man in every room that he's in. Every podcast he does, he did Architectural Digest. Nut.com. I literally was drooling over his home.
I care for the guy.
And I just want to say big thank you to Walton Goggins. Just this hairline that he has is just like insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the standard, but he goes, this is me. When he was bobbing around like a cauliflower, like post-death with his boothang, and his hairline was actually below the water and he was bald, I go, oh, like he really could be a, like,
he could have shaved his head.
Bald,
yeah,
but like,
he
look at that man.
Right.
That's like a great looking man.
Yeah, he could have done it, but
but he said, I like my flow.
Yeah. A lot of men are saying like, thank you for like bringing this look
into the zeitgeist. Yeah.
Because like, I also have a receding hairline and it's like, no baby, like not all of you can do what Walton Goggins
is doing.
No, sit down.
This is Walton we're
No baby, this
about.
Is Walton.
My so. Love. And then Amy Lou.
May her soul rest. That was tragic, but it was a good ending.
I'm watching, by the way, like that was heartbreaking. That I could have watched a whole series on them and their love. He developed a lot too.
Yeah. But it also was very like Romeo and Juliet, and she is such a romantic that it's almost like they were going to be together forever in one way or another.
That was really tough to watch. But she and someone posted this image and was like, wow, it's insane foreshadowing that the yin and yang of them floating. And someone was like, yeah, I love when they put foreshadowing in the final moments of the final episode of the series.
Yeah, I love that tweet.
So nice. But she went and did an interview recently. It was like, I know, like, they didn't want me on. Mike White fought for me to be on because FX or HBO, like, thought it was ugly. Like, I know that they thought it was ugly.
No, she said that's what she thought. Like, that's where her brain went, which is so sad.
That is
but,
so
like,
sad.
Who knows what HBO's reason was. But, like, yeah, that's... She said someone came up to her and was like, Mike White had to fight for you, which like they meant it as a compliment.
Yeah.
But I also would have taken it as an insult.
Right. It made me sad.
Yeah,
she
me too.
So normal.
I'm obsessed with her.
Everything she does too, I'm like, wow, you're cool.
I love her.
But
and of course her looks are the least important thing about her, but she is so gorgeous.
I started watching Righteous Gemstones because Maggie Winters is in it. And I realized Walton Goggins is like a main character of Righteous Gemstones.
Oh.
And he looks insane in the show.
I had no idea.
You recognize him when you recognize him, but like they give him like insane veneers, which actually I'm looking at now might just be his teeth, but they whiten the shit out of him. Okay, we should go.
Yeah.
I have to pee again. Look at him in this.
Whoa.
He's so good.
Too. Yeah.
I'll let everyone go. I'll see you guys shortly. Very fun episode today. Thanks for having me back in the studio, everybody.
Thank you for coming.
My mic smells like someone else has been here. Oh my God, that's my YSL lip plumper. Never mind. I was like, who did you have in the studio? Anyways, we'll see you in the bonus if you're coming.
See
if you're
you
not,
then.
We'll see you next week. Exciting to see you then. All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks again to Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime for sponsoring today's episode. Get your hands on this new mouth-blowing flavor today. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Drink responsibly, please.
This week on Close Friends.
Should we pop open Dead Guy's Dictionary for today? What do you think that this means? Like, it's an address or something.
You don't have to be gay to suckle. I'm that like lick his neck or something.
People to see Thomas Brecher said, look at my
wife. Wow, very good job, Connor.
Like, how do I know this?
Hang on. After the episode today,
sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.